Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Razzle Dazzle Radio. And Judy, 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 we have a terrific theme today. Judy Templeton sitting next to me, my co-host and co-producer. This theme is You Can Get There From Here, because our two guests are graduates of Howard Community College and now on faculty and on the staff. Yay! And that's a real, real pleasure for me to introduce two of my students. Wow.
And honor.
So let's get right to the point with Janelle. Janelle,
yes.
Broderick, and describe your position, and then you can introduce Grace.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I started as a student here at Howard Community College in the 1900s, as my kids would say, the 1900s. And so I was lucky enough to make a career here, and now I am the director of the Horowitz Visual and Performing Arts Center, and I get to work with all of the producers for the concerts and the plays and productions and the art gallery, and it's just a real pleasure. And to my left is my good friend and co-conspirator,
Grace Anastasiades.
Wow, hello, I love the way you say that.
Right. Hello, hello, everyone. It's so nice of you to have me. Thank you so much. So, as Carolyn said, I am an alumna of Howard Community College. I came here from my home country of Greece and graduated Howard Community College, went on to University of Maryland, studied theater there, and now I'm at Goucher College pursuing my master's in arts administration. And in terms of Howard Community College, I've worn many hats here. Yes, I am an adjunct I teach acting, and I also was the associate artistic and managing director for the Arts Collective. And I also used to be the managing coordinator of the theater and dance department. And now, in my new role as community engagement coordinator for Rep Stage, I'm very excited to join the Rep Stage team.
You threw me because I was all ready to talk to you about the tortoise versus the hare, too. But because you know a little bit about everything, and that's why I know that you have a nickname of Amazing Grace, and I get it, haven't worn all those hats, so... Before we talk about Rep Stage, which I'm super excited to talk about, mm-hmm. and the theme this year is power. Oh, yes. My God.
And we have a mm-hmm. powerful group of women here, women mm-hmm. in theater. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I'm going to talk about that, too. Okay, so because I love children, though, tell us about how this got started, because you were once a part
Absolutely.
Of the children's theater here.
Yes, I actually directed the first three productions of the touring show. So our chair of theater and dance, and audiovisual, I believe, is the new title. Bill Gillette kind of brought this tour on from Carroll Community College.
Oh, okay.
He used to do a tour there. And he said, oh, well, we have such wonderful students here. It would be great to take it out to the elementary schools. We tour it at Howard County Elementary Schools, usually 10 of them every semester. And so we started it up, and I directed the first 3 years, as I said before. And we tried to take it to about 1,000 students. We open it here at the Horowitz Center mm-hmm. and have the first week here and then start touring it. And mostly the cast consists of students and some community members, some alumni, some staff have been in it. So it's really yeah. fun. And it's we give, you know, our faculty and staff here the opportunity to come and see it at a Friday daytime show. Mm-hmm. So that would be fun, too, to come
well,
and catch.
Well, it's ambitious, I mm-hmm. must say, yes. And I have seen it and have brought my granddaughter, and I love it, and I will be seeing it. Yeah,
please do.
Up. Yeah, it sounds like a great theme. I think last year was some kind of fractured Cinderella tale. Am mm-hmm. I right about
Cinderella,
that?
Cinderella, Cinderella.
Yeah,
yes.
That, yeah, yeah. There's really unique twists to this, too. This is just not the straight story,
exactly.
hence the name. This time it's personal.
Correct.
So, yep. And that will be running September 7th, 8th, and 13th.
The 13th. So. And the 13th is that daytime show.
Right.
And I believe, you know, that's an opportunity to bring children during the day if, you know, there's some stay-at-home moms want to come bring their kids over during the day on a Friday. I think the Children's Learning Center on campus is going to be bringing some kids over
Absolutely.
For
yeah.
that. And, you know, I've been bringing my kids to see it for the first 3 years, and they just love it. So spread the word.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, now, I will.
Grace and Janelle are also involved with the Women's Theater Conference this Saturday, the 24th, I think, right, of August. How did that all come together?
Fourth annual, right?
Fourth annual.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Suzanne Beal, who was the co-producing artistic director of Rep Stage, had gone to a conference, and the seed of an idea came from her talking with our previous managing director, Nancy Tarhart. They brought it to our queen of the arts and humanities, our dean, Valerie Lash. And of course, she was as supportive as she always is. And we kind of started it with a cohort of women. I was a part of it from the beginning. Janelle was a part of it from the beginning.
It was very much internal, I'd say, for the first year or so. And inviting some other professionals that, you know, Suzanne knew from outside of here. And it just started growing and growing, and people were expressing interest from other colleges, women in higher education, and women professionals in theaters in Baltimore and D.C. And it's really been very organic in terms of the steering committee and what people are interested in, and that's what we've been doing. So it's sort of morphed through the years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we definitely have made it more our own. Right now, Rep Stage hosts it starting last year. Mm-hmm. We kind of, with my move to Rep Stage, the conference came under Rep Stage, and so Suzanne and I kind of headed up with Janelle as our, you know, right-hand woman over here. and so it really blossomed starting last year. I think we had over 130 participants, and we're on track to have that, if not more, this year. So it's we constantly change the format. Every year we've kind of reevaluated from our survey that we send out, and we really listen to the people that come, and they have a lot of opinions, which are great. We want to hear all of them. And so we take them under consideration. And every year we've changed the format to kind of anticipate, you know, what people would like to do.
So what is the format?
Are you going to give it away?
Because I have to say, I haven't been, and I'm hoping to try to come. So
you should come. It's wonderful.
I know this.
So we open the, from 9 to 10, it's registration with a light breakfast. And then at 10 o'clock, our keynote speaker is the producing artistic director of Woolly Mammoth Theater, Maria Manuela Goyanes. And she is new there. She was at the Public Theater in New York. And so she's, you know, a force. She's wonderful. So she's going to give our keynote speech. That will be followed by a move to the Smith Theater. And we're going to do this really cool thing. We're calling it a speed networking session. Almost like, what did we say?
It's like speed dating. Yes.
I was just
but it's
say
to
that.
Make professional connections.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got 5 minutes to tell you everything you can about yourself that you want somebody to know and move
pretty
on.
Much. And it's going to be timed. And we're going to have everybody sitting in a circle and to, you know, every, you know, shift on a timer, and Grace is going to be leading that session with just some prompt questions to get the conversation, you know, some icebreaker questions, but professional questions about why they came to the conference and their goals. And we hope that really just kicks off conversations and leads people into deeper discussions on how they can connect with each other in the future and see how that evolves into amazing productions and futures.
Wow.
And
no
jobs.
Social networking. Jobs.
Right.
Think
it
of that.
Is.
Real life networking.
Yes.
Amazing.
We want people to hire these women.
Do you have a little title for this, like match.com? Is it like acting.com or producing.com or anything like
we
that?
We actually change. Oh, for the speed session specifically, we're calling it a speed networking session.
Okay.
But the conference this year is revolving around the theme. And so it's women in theater, the power of engagement.
Mm.
So it's it's really awesome. We're excited, and we want people to, you know, because outreach kind of talks about you reaching out to other people, but there's no dialogue, there's no coming back, and engagement is more of a back and forth. So we thought that would be a really great title for this year's conference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there hands-on workshops or like so that you do actual acting or anything like that in the afternoon?
Okay, well, after the speed networking, there will be lunch because you're here all day.
we feed
the participants. And at that time, there's also an expo. The participants are invited to bring brochures or headshots, resumes, scripts. You know, the playwrights can bring scripts. The theaters can bring their materials to promote their seasons. Actors can bring headshots. Designers can bring portfolios for people to look through. And there'll be an expo portion in the lobby. And we made these bags for people to take their the tchotchkes around in.
And so observe.
Goodies.
Observe. Purple bag. And so we hope that people take advantage of that and sort of show people who they are.
Yep.
And then maybe that can lead to something. And following that, we'll have play readings, 5 10-minute plays from our play reading contest.
Yes, we had a play reading contest this year, and the winners of which get to kind of read their plays aloud at the conference, at the end of the conference.
That's fabulous.
So instead of just getting blind, you know, submissions, we had this little contest, and the response was wonderful. Part of the committee created a subcommittee, and we read all the plays, and we kind of blindly picked the ones that spoke to us. And so these were blind submissions for us, so we didn't know who we were picking.
Right.
And 5 winners get to actually come. Some people are not from the area. Some people are coming from Florida. Some people are coming from other places. And so, yeah, it's really blossomed. And they've already rehearsed their plays, and they're ready to be shown tomorrow. Or on Saturday.
It feels like tomorrow.
It feels like tomorrow.
It's going so fast.
Janelle, I know you have a busy schedule, so I want to make sure we promote our Let's Get a Grand Piano for the Music Department benefit.
Wouldn't
that title
be
is
grand.
So close.
Wouldn't it be grand, isn't it? It was wonderful.
Yeah, so wouldn't it be grand? Wouldn't it be grand, really, if we had all Steinways on campus? So this event is a fundraiser for an ongoing initiative. The college announced in 2015 an initiative to become an all Steinway school. Mm. Now, being an all Steinway school is a designation that is given by the Steinway Corporation, and they are officially recognizing you as an all Steinway school once you have at least 90%, I believe it's 90% pianos on campus. So right now we have Steinway pianos in Smith Theater and the Montebaro, but in some of our larger ensemble rooms and the faculty suites and the practice rooms, we have Yamahas and Mason and Hamlins and those are wonderful pianos, but the music department knows that the quality of Steinway is, you know, not in question. That's the best.
The Cadillac.
The Cadillac of pianos. And to really provide those instruments to the students is something that they really want to do. So 4 years ago, the initiative was announced, and at that announcement, you know, Dr. Hetherington made an announcement at the concert by the Anderson and Rowe piano duo, and now they are returning for another concert, and that's actually 2 concerts. So Wouldn't It Be Grand is an actual whole weekend, and Saturday night is the premiere event reception, followed by a 7:30 p.m. concert, and afterwards the duo will be meeting with patrons in the lobby, and we'll have some desserts, and it's just going to be a fantastic program. Have you ever seen them perform?
I have. Right.
You have. Did you come? Did you come to the one?
Yes, when she had made the announcement. Right.
Yes.
Gorgeous too.
Oh my gosh!
I can tell you, Carolyn has her tickets because I just saw her at the box office. So she's for real.
I know. They're just fantastic, and they what I really find engaging about them is that they are very committed to the future of music and the future of classical music, and exciting audiences, and not just being technically proficient, but being also just so entertaining to watch. And they have some fantastic YouTube videos, and their website is very engaging. And not only do they play some classics, but they also put their own twist on some pop music and film score music. So I believe they're performing a little Star Wars. Last time they were here, they played a little their arrangement of Taylor Swift. So that's...
Maybe they'll do Freddie Mercury's Bohemian Rhapsody. Wouldn't that be cool?
Right?
That'd be so cool.
So it's going to be a really nice... a nice event. That is the big fundraising event with the reception and everything, cocktail attire. And then on Sunday, they're doing another concert that is going to be a little bit more family-friendly, a shorter program that kids could sit through. And what's really great about them is that they talk about their performances. So if there are children in the audience, they will speak to those children. They will talk about the music and what the music means to them and what they've done to, you know, sort of play with the arrangements. And it'll just be a lovely event.
Wow. That's tops off the season, I tell you here, under power.
Great. On the subject of classical music, I think we should give a shout out to Candlelight Concerts also, because they too, the group, provides children's festivals and music appreciation concerts, family series. And I know that they're scheduled throughout the year. So I don't know if we have a website or people can do it.
Yeah, Candlelight Concert Series. They have I believe, 7 concerts here this year. None of the children's programming is here this year, but I know they go into the schools and have some other outreach endeavors. Wow. Absolutely.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, their kickoff is October 5th, and they are bringing an accordionist to kick off their season. So that, I think, is just a unique experience. I've never seen a solo accordion.
Well, I haven't heard one of those since the 50s.
But a solo accordion.
Carolyn used to tap to one is what I heard. But anyway.
Little toe tap.
That's right. Okay. All right. Yeah. More on that later. Anyhow. So let's go now to where... Let's see, we'll go here from there or there from here, Grace, to find out that you have now been moved to Rep Stage.
Yes.
Now, that's pretty powerful in itself.
Yes.
And this season is, wow, big time. So let's talk about the first show that's opening the season, because it's...
Yes. Souvenir, directed by our artistic director, Joseph Rich, who is fabulous. I'm sure you've seen shows directed by him.
Oh, we have, and
yes.
We've spoken to him.
He's wonderful. Yep. He directed 39 Steps last season, which was our season closer, and also Sweeney Todd, the bloodless Sweeney Todd, which opened the season, which was wonderful. Everything was Helen Hayes recommended, and... You know, a little bit about my move. So I'm due to this, graduate course that I'm completing. I felt like, you know, Valerie felt like, and Joseph as well, that I could be of much use to the department and Rep Stage if I focused on community engagement. And so, so we're promoting, you know, I'm trying to raise awareness of, you know, Rep Stage and theater and dance and all of these wonderful things that we have going on campus so that our community members will see this destination not only as a, you know, we go to take classes at Howard Community College, but also that let's go to the Horowitz Center and see what's going on a Friday night or a Saturday night and, you know, come to the music concerts, come to a dance performance. So, I'm focusing right now on Rep Stage at this particular juncture. And our next show, as you said, is Souvenir, which opens September. Our previews are September 5th. It opens on September 7th. And it's a wonderful, it's based on a true story, but it's kind of a fantasia about Florence Foster Jenkins. And it's a two-person show. There's a wonderful pianist. Our actor, Alan Naylor, is in it. And Grace Bauer, who you've seen before in Technicolor Life and All She Must Possess. She's back and she's playing the Florence Foster Jenkins and she's wonderful. Oh my goodness. We are actually doing 2 new things for our donors this season. We're having them invited to our first read, which is fabulous. As you know, that designers present at first read and the actors read the show together for the first time. And so that event just happened a little bit ago and the audience was just so excited to see them and hear them speak it and, you know, sing it. Oh, my goodness. It was such a fun experience. And our next donor event is actually we are doing like a tech and bagels for our first day of tech. So we have some of our donors coming and having a small light breakfast while Joseph and maybe a designer talks to them about the process. And then they go in and actually observe an hour of technical rehearsal, is so cool, you know, because they get to see designers say, you know, stop, let's go this way, let's go that way, let's redo this, maybe let's adjust this light. So we're very excited to have them kind of really take a sneak peek behind the scenes and kind of see how the magic happens. until they, you know, come and see the show later on. So we're very excited about those
new
initiatives.
You're off and running in this job. I can see that.
We're very excited about it.
And, you know, it is a challenging job because we have so much.
Yes.
And so sometimes I'm amazed because the quality here is very high, but sometimes if the audience isn't, it's so upsetting. So
yes.
Yeah. So and I want to say about Rep Stage, which I'm always amazed by, when you read the write-ups, you have no idea that you're probably looking at a cast of the most four or five. It's probably the, you know, because it's done so brilliantly and it feels like it's a cast of thousands sometimes in the way it's acted out. So yeah. So if I did read this and I went, wait a minute, this is Meryl Streep's role. Yes. Where did I hear this before?
Yes.
But I can't wait to see it and see how it is going to be, you know, set in a, you know, different, smaller stage of Black Box Theater.
It's beautiful. And it sounds, I mean, Alan plays beautifully and Grace sings so off-key.
Oh, yes. I know. If I would have known, I could have tried out.
And it's so hard to sing off-key, you know, because
not
as
for
a,
me.
You know, the character in A Chorus Line where she's
yes,
way off.
I really couldn't sing.
What I couldn't do is sing. Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh,
Grace, what are you, what other shows are you promoting?
Yeah, so our next, right after Souvenir, our next show is E2, which is a world premiere. Bob Bartlett, our playwright, is making this work as we speak. And Joseph is also directing E2, which is really an adaptation of Edward II. And then going into the spring semester, we start off with Kill Move Paradise by James Earl Jones. And then we round off the season with Dames at Sea, which is a fun musical.
A little bit of tap dancing there.
A little bit of tap, exactly.
Oh, that is such a classic.
I'm
very excited to see that.
Yes, yes. And Kill Move will be beautiful. It's about the Black Lives Matter movement. And so that's going to be very poignant and personal to a lot of people.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Something new this year in the ticket sales. I noticed there is a flex.
Yes, we have a flexible membership pass, which basically means that we realize that some of our patrons might not want to really commit to all four shows. And so what we've done is we've given them a flex pass so they can either get three tickets or four tickets and use them however they see fit. So if I wanted to get one flex pass for three tickets, I could bring, you know, Carolyn and Judy to Souvenir, and that would be my pass.
Right.
I would have used my pass. I can use all tickets for one show, or I can spread it out. Or we can say, you know, ladies, we'll do a three-ticket pass, and I'll get a three, you'll get a three, and you'll get a three, and we'll just do the first, the second, and the fourth show. So it's really so the patrons can feel more flexibility, and also they can invite their friends, you know, if they want to just get a four-ticket pass, and I could go to Souvenir with Judy, and I can go to Kill Move Paradise with Carolyn. And that way I don't feel like, oh, I have all of this commitment. I have to go to all four shows.
Yeah.
You know, because people are busy.
Yeah.
So we try to really keep that in the forefront of our minds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Grace, you are amazing, truly.
Oh.
I mean, you're a wealth of knowledge of what's going on. So I'm going to throw some other things out to you.
Sure, maybe I won't
Sue
be able to.
Kramer, what's
yes.
she up to? And I
oh
know you've either
goodness.
Worked with her or performed
yes.
with her. Or
my wonderful Sue Kramer. So Arts Collective is really, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with on campus. And last year was really more about staged readings and involving the community. And this year, I believe from what I saw of the season, that they're kind of branching out a little bit more. They're doing Steel Magnolias that our Dean Valerie Lash is going to be in.
Ooh.
She just closed that show over at Spotlighters, and it's going to be recast, of course, with students and community members here. But we're doing it here as well. So
when
Sue's
does
going
that
to
go
be,
up?
I'm not sure. I remember those dates, so I don't want to lie.
Okay.
But yes, look for it this season. It's going to
okay.
be really great. And there's coffee houses and Oktoberfest and all kinds of fun stuff with Arts Collective going on.
Is she going to do the play readings in January?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she would just ask me. I'm sure she wouldn't mind if I shared it with just the two of us.
We'd like to get the scoop first. Exactly. Come on.
There's an event marking the 25 years of Arts Collective. Is it 25 or is it 20? There's an anniversary. And she just approached me to, you know, perform in it since I've been part of Arts Collective has been my home for so long, when I was a student here and then afterwards as a full-time person. So I'll be on stage this season, just giving Arts Collective a little nod. So you should catch that. It's going to be so fun. She was just talking to me about it the other day. She was thinking of calling up people that have been in shows in the past. And so if you have been an Arts Collective fan, you'll see a lot of faces that you recognize on stage that evening and possibly some, you know, technology people that might not be able to make it here. So I don't want to be giving away state secrets. Okay. I hope I did it. But yes.
And how about her comedy events.
Improv.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, so I won't speak to that because I don't know.
We'll talk to her firsthand sometime.
Yes, sure. We will.
So, Grace, I mean, as Carolyn said, you're just all that and more.
Bag of chips.
Okay, so and so I know that you said you were originally from Greece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So were you in theater when you were a child? I always like to hear background
wasn't.
And how you got from there to here.
Yes. So I've always wanted to be on stage, an actor in the theater. Generally, as a child, I would go to a lot of dance. As Carolyn knows, she taught me some of my dance.
I heard.
I was, you know, I took ballet very seriously. I wanted to be a prima ballerina when I was little. So I took a lot of ballet and a lot of modern, but I did know I wanted to end up in the theater. And the idea was for me to always come to the States for college. So I came to the States for college, and I actually stayed with my uncle, who's my only relative that actually lives in the States. And he lives very close to HCC. And
wow.
I actually came before I graduated high school. Because I wanted to assimilate a little easier and get into college, but for some reason, because he wasn't my legal guardian, they wouldn't let me go to school. And he said, "You know what? Over here in America, you can actually go to college without having a high school diploma." And I said, "What?" And so I actually gave a placement test at HCC and got into calculus and college English. And they said, "Welcome to HCC." So I literally got here from there.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
It's a wonderful story, and I love it here. As you can tell, I have not left. They can't get rid of me.
We can't let you go, Grace, without a comment or two about dance. What's happening in the dance department? Do you?
Oh, my goodness. There is a dance showcase that is going to be brilliant. I saw actually on Instagram. You should all follow the dance Instagram. It's wonderful. And
great
the Rep Stage Instagram.
Great.
I need to plug those in. Because our new faculty member, Darian Smith, is going to be doing a piece, and I saw Liz kind of choreographing and co-choreographing it with him. So it's going to be really special. I'm excited to see it.
That comes up soon in the fall, doesn't it? It always surprises me how fast
it comes
up. Yes,
it's very fast because they're already
posted on that.
Yes, they're working over the summer, so it's going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm. All right, stand by for that. So, yep, Carolyn, you and I have been part of the here, there, and everywhere process at this point. And it is just so wonderful, though, to see students that have come through and that are back. Because, you know, it is a hard place to leave here. It really mm-hmm. is. And again, keep promoting because we have so many things here to do. That's the problem. So that's the good news and the bad news.
Absolutely.
But check out. We've got a lot of things coming up. Check out the Children's Theater. Check out the Dames, the Grand Dames of Piano. What is it called?
No, Souvenir.
Wouldn't it be grand? Yes. And, of course, Souvenir coming up with Rep Stage. And Carolyn, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'd like to hear some of the website, the www. So folks,
yes, of course. For the Women in Theater Conference, which is on the 24th, it's repstage.org/womenintheater. And of course, all of the RepStage information can be found at repstage.org.
Wow. Okay. So with that, I'd like to thank Janelle Broderick. Grace, say your name again.
Anastasiadis.
Oh, it's fabulous, right?
You have to come meet her just so you can hear her name.
And Judy, take it away for the closing.
Okay. And so thanks for joining us here at Razzle Dazzle. Sad to see the summer end, but glad to see all the exciting new events that are coming here at HCC. If you haven't, check them out. And also, we heard that you can get a deal now at the box office and kind of get a more flexible kind of membership. So give it a try. I hope to see you at one of the shows. And Razzle Dazzle Radio, signing off.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.